as Danielle was sharing, that, you know, it's not over till God says it's over, right?
That's right.
Amen. John 15, verse 7. Y'all there? It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word, the promise. Thank you for all the promises you make us, Lord. Bless us so much, so very much. Lord, use the next few minutes to lead us, minister to us. I ask you to come alive in our spirits today. Holy Spirit, use me. Touch each heart, each mind. Bring us all into unity. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. A couple had been married for 40 years and they were celebrating their 60th birthday. During the celebration, a fairy appeared and said because each had been such a loving couple all those years, she would give each one a wish. The wife wanted to travel around the world. The fairy waved her wand, and boom, she had tickets to all the places that she wanted to visit. Next, it was the husband's turn. He paused briefly for a moment and then said shyly, "Well, I'd like to have a woman who is 30 years younger than me." The fairy picked up her wand, and boom, he was 90. All the ladies said amen. Last week, and again this week, our topic or our focus will be abundant living. Abundant living, abundant life. John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." In our message last Sunday, we discussed this scripture and how Satan attacks us continually in an effort to rob us of God's blessings or prevent us from receiving them altogether. Instead of listening to the Word of God and those promises that He gives us in the Word, we listen to the devil's fake news. That was the title of my message last week, fake news. Fake news confuses us and sidetracks our thinking until we eventually consider fake news as the truth. As the truth, negating the actual truth that's held in the Scripture. Satan steals, he kills, and he destroys, and he uses this fake news to do just that. After discussing how easily fake news can hinder the abundant life God has promised, it is essential that we understand the necessary steps to take in receiving the blessings of abundant life. Abundant life. Without a doubt, every Christian desires the abundant life. Amen. And God promises it to every one of us. So it's my prayer that these messages will help us to obtain and enjoy the thing we all hope for, the abundant life. If you were not here for last week's message, I know our sound people will be glad to fix you up with a CD. Amen? Amen. Today I've entitled my message, A Blank Check. A Blank Check. Next week is Palm Sunday, and we will begin our special Come Alive Easter celebration. There will be three services, one on Palm Sunday morning, Good Friday evening, and Easter the following Sunday. And I pray that you and your family will join us for all three services. This will be a perfect time for reflection, repentance, and rejoicing. Amen? Amen. Now, let me ask you this morning, has anyone ever given you a blank check? I remember when I was a kid, my parents gave me a blank check so I could go pay for one of their bills. I was going to be somewhere that they owed some money, and they gave me a blank check, and the orders were I was to find out what the total of the bill was and then fill in the check appropriately, right? I personally have given some people blank checks, but only those that I really trusted. Amen? However, it doesn't mean much if someone were to hand you a blank check and they had no money in the bank. It just wouldn't matter, right? Now, listen to me and listen to me good. God has given his family members a blank check. Amen? And I guarantee he has enough in his account. He has enough in his account to cover anything and everything. Hallelujah. Let me explain. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 26 says, "For the earth is the Lord and all its fullness." The earth is the Lord and all its fullness. God owns it all. Did you hear me, folks? God owns it all. Everything in the bank, in my account, and in your account, every bit of it belongs to him. There's nothing on this earth that doesn't belong to him. Hallelujah. Now, John 15:7, that verse we looked at first in the New Living Translation says, "But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted." Anything you want, and it will be granted. Hallelujah. Obviously, the scripture is referring to the abundant life and what it means to us as believers. We can ask anything because God owns it all. He owns it all. And after we ask, we can be confident that we will receive it. Hallelujah. We will receive it. You may wonder, well, will John 15:7 operate in my life? After all, there's quite a few things I would enjoy receiving. But understand this, saints. There's always a prerequisite before every provision. A prerequisite before every provision. You see, the last part of this verse undoubtedly intrigues us. We like it. We get excited when we think we can receive whatever we ask. Sounds great. But I'm not just talking about the last part of this verse. Ask anything you want and it'll be granted. We must also consider the first part of John 15:7. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you. You remain in me pertains to your relationship with Jesus, and my words remain in you pertains to the value you place on his word in your life. Amen? Now, we all love the idea of a blank check being written to us, especially from God. But ponder just a minute how many of us would write Him a blank check. A blank check from your checking account. A blank check on your calendar. A blank check on your time. A blank check for your talent. A blank check on your love. And a blank check on your life. How many of us would write a blank check to God and say, use me and all my resources however you want to? Wow. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. We love the idea of a blank check from God, but how do we feel about writing Him one? For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Throughout His Word, God makes some extraordinary promises to His children. Throughout the Word, promises that most people can't even believe. But it's the lack of faith in God's Word that makes it hard to believe in the miraculous. It's hard. God says to every Christian, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. There's a promise of God's Word, and yet people struggle to have enough faith to believe that promise. If you would look up some of God's promises in Scripture, you will notice that they begin with a condition. In other words, God says, if you do this, then I will do that. If you do this, then I will do that. So look at that verse again and consider the condition. John 15:7 begins by saying, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. So first of all, God is asking you to abide in Him and His words to abide in you. Then He follows that statement by saying, you can ask anything and you can have it. Anything and you can have it. Do you have a close relationship with Jesus? Do the words of Scripture provide guidance for your life? How can I abide in Jesus and His words abide in me? Brothers and sisters, may I be encourage you to be consistent in your church attendance. Amen. Receiving the preaching of the Word. Hallelujah. Open your hearts to the truth that's in the Word of God. You are pleasing the Lord if you bring your children and your grandchildren to church. Teach them about Jesus and the Word. Whether you attend church with a spouse or a friend, or you're here by yourself, you are growing spiritually through the Word of God. Amen? Your example as a Christian is influencing the next generation as you demonstrate your faithfulness to God and His Word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So hearing the Word of God and believing the Word of God is necessary if we intend to receive from God those things which we ask for. Didn't John 15 say, and my words abide in you? Amen. You see, if the preaching of the Word is boring you, or it's your least favorite part of the service, or you simply hate reading the Bible, you will have a hard time receiving the things that God has prepared for you, even though He promises you a blank check. Listen to this. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 26, New Living Translation. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please Him. So God is offering to us a blank check to receive what we need. He even said, ask what you desire. Ask what you desire. I imagine after hearing that, most of us could make a pretty long list of desires, right? We all have them. But we have to understand that there are spiritual conditions attached to His blank check. There's a responsibility on our part if we are to receive. Ecclesiastes 2:26 said, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please Him. If you would look at the New King James Version, it says, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in His sight. It's sad, but so many Christians will get upset when things aren't working out in their lives the way that they want. They blame God because the blank check isn't being honored. Amen? They say something like, hey, God, what about that ask what you desire thing? What about that? But we forget so quickly about our own responsibility. God's promises are connected, folks, to our spiritual growth. Hallelujah. So Dad says to little Johnny, you stay out of the street where you could get killed. And when you come in, I'll have a popsicle for you. So little Johnny goes out to play for the day, and he tries his best to do what his dad asked, at least for a little while. Eventually, he's out playing in the street where cars have to dodge him to keep from hitting him. At the end of the day, little Johnny goes into the house asking about that popsicle that was promised to him. Now, let me ask you something. What kind of father would go ahead and reward his son after he did exactly what he told him not to do? Especially when Dad's concern was for the son's safety. You see, by giving him that popsicle, he's telling his son that he can behave any way he wants to in life, and he will still be rewarded. Now, I know there's times when God's grace steps in, but there's also grace that comes too easy. Slippery grace and sloppy agape, they call it. But we have to pay attention, folks, what God asks of us. He's asking us to do something. And I think so many of our sons and daughters in this present generation refuse sound teaching because they live in a state of confusion how we treat and how we act toward them. Here's what I know. If I'm messing up spiritually, I have no right to claim the promises of God till I seek forgiveness and then lean on His grace. And if I keep repeating the same bad behavior, ignoring the wishes of my Father, then I shouldn't expect God to be giving me that blank check. It's a fact that tucked into the pages of God's Word are many, many promises for His children. God wants us to have them all. He wants us to have them all, folks. There is so much that we can claim and receive through His Word. So much. So, folks, if you can't say with all confidence that you are living the abundant life, then you're probably missing out on some incredible things that God has placed into your account already. They're there. Blessings that He has purchased for you on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Amen. Now, I just love the story of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 14. God appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God said to him, "Ask, what shall I give you? What shall I give you?" That's a tremendous opportunity. Solomon could have asked for anything, whatever his heart desired. God was giving Solomon a blank check, and all he had to do was fill it in, and God would cash it. Amazing. Would he ask for riches, for a long life, revenge on his enemies, the latest chariot with all the bells and whistles, the biggest mansion, control of the world's resources, or to be the most famous of all leaders? He might have even been on the front pages of all them little newspapers at the grocery store, in the Jerusalem marketplace. But what did he choose? Here's the answer in verse 9. "Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Solomon was asking for wisdom, understanding, and character, the qualities any leader might use for the benefit of his people and his community. Amen. Solomon's request probably shook heaven, got the attention of the angels. I think Gabriel and Michael were having a conversation, and one of them said, "Did you hear that?" He didn't want fame or fortune or frolic. Where did that come from? It was because Solomon's request for wisdom that this king was able to successfully handle the decisions and difficulties of his day. He didn't use God's goodness and means to an end. Far too many folks today would consider themselves first. They would want to accomplish their personal agenda. Amen? Solomon could have been like the man at the beginning of our message, who wanted the lady in his life to be 30 years younger than him. So how did God respond to Solomon's request? He answered in verse 12 and 13. He said, "Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days." Do you see the lesson in that, folks? It's the same lesson Jesus gave in the New Testament. He said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." If we aim at earth, we get nothing. But if we aim at heaven, we'll get earth thrown in. Let me say that again. If we aim at earth, we get nothing. But if we aim at heaven, we will get earth thrown in. Always remember to be careful what you ask for. Remember, ask, but ask wisely. As I close, I want to give you this blank check again. John 15:7. if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So, saints, what do you plan to do with that verse? Are you going to believe it? Will you practice what it says? Will you be careful what you ask? How will you receive or use God's blessings when you receive them? Will you use them for ministry and the pursuit of God's purposes? When you love the Lord, commit to His will, and believe on His word, you will be blessed. You can expect to enjoy life and life more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, don't resolve yourself to a life of sitting on the fence, never selling out to Jesus, refusing to submit to Him, but rather follow after the example of one of the superheroes in the Old Testament, Joshua. And he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen. So serve the Lord, dear saints, and see if God won't shower you with the blessings of an abundant life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's pray.